Hi everybody, this is David Schmeichel. This will be the first audio note that I do. It's an exercise that I'm taking on to help me sort through some of the things that's going on right now, some of the new focus and direction that I'm pursuing, and making sense of what's going on in my head as I'm traversing this new path. It's become very clear that who I am is not who I thought I was. And what I mean by that is for a long time, in fact, the majority of my professional career, I thought I was an entrepreneur. And I have realized that while I have entrepreneurial tendencies, I, in fact, I am actually a creative. And a creative aspiring to build a body of work, to be able to invest my time in expanding my creative pursuits and sharing that with others and even co-creating with others on that same journey that they might have for themselves, helping others figure that out for themselves. Defining who we are has been one of those things that has fascinated me for sure. It's been at the core of the marketing work, the design communication brand work that I have been involved in. It was, from our point of view at that point, a fundamental thing to get clarity on first, to really define more deeply the point, the reasons why, and the value of the what we are doing and how we're doing it, less so in a tactical execution and more from a sourceful moment of clarity, that when we go back to it, when we feel a bit lost or scattered or unsure whether what we're doing is worth it, we get renewed in our sense of direction and purpose. And so that was always been there, and that made a lot of sense. But to apply that into the traditional business, I think that was always the biggest point of contention. People appreciated it, understood it to a measure, but that when it really came down to it, if it didn't fulfill on an immediate financial return, it was not something that they would prioritize or do work on. Now, this wasn't everybody, but certainly a majority. And what I'm realizing is that's because they didn't really need that work. Who they were and what they were doing, they were coming from a completely different point of view, and that's great. But the challenge, of course, was I thought everybody needed to do this work. And I still do think everybody needs to do this work, but there is a time and place for it, most definitely. And there is a certain individual that definitely needs to do this work. And the clarity for me now, the aha moment for me now, is in really understanding who that person is, the creative, the artist, the individual who is building a body of work that even if it didn't succeed, it was worth doing. And that is a fun moment for me, to that discovery, to realize that, wow, this it's not futile, everything that I've done. Now, I'm going to be unraveling this, because while I do have that moment of clarity, there is still a lot that's not clear. I want this to be something that sustains me, that is valued and acknowledged for that value, that it is really compensated for as well by those that see the value in this work. And how is the question? Like, what does that look like? Because I do think it's possible. So, as I think about it, there's this story to tell. And this comes from a very inspiring individual that I connected to by accident, just through my exploring and my going down the rabbit holes as I do in this new venture of building community for the artist and the creative professional, and collaborating with my wife and helping her live from the work that she's doing as an artist, and leveraging all the tools that we have acquired over the course of our professional careers as marketers and designers and communicators, and making sense of it all. And I came across her. Her name is Megan Mercado. She's based out of Ireland. And I felt like I had found a place, the right place, a safe place, a place where I had permission to do the necessary work, the vital work that deep down inside of me, it wanted to be realized. She talks about telling your shared story. And I really love this. As a marketer, telling the story, quote unquote, has become a practice that's, I think, lost its way. It's lost its way in the broader exercise of this game called communications and marketing and building brand. But there are moments where a brand does it really well, like really well, where you are left after having interacted with, consumed that story with a feeling of being full and filled. There has been something worthy of your time and energy that you invested into it, and what you got out of it was something that was surprising, was unexpected, but you felt good afterwards. And unfortunately, there isn't very many who can do that very well. I'm pulling that apart for myself as someone who is growing increasingly tired and bored and irritated of the noise. The work of learning the magic of story told well, and the unlearning of all the countless tactics that were sold to me under the guise of an easy shortcut, the blueprints and workflows that were absolutely necessary for me to achieve that for myself, and to remove all of it, to really reset and start new. And so there are questions that show up for me as I am starting this new path. And that is, how do I tell a story that resonates and grabs the attention of those I want to serve? Like, I have minutes. We all have minutes, seconds even, to capture and connect someone else to who we are, to where we've been, to what we've done and why that matters to that person. We also have a very short window to bridge the gap and answer the question why I'm the person who is perfectly placed to serve you and help you realize your own body of work. And so that's the game right now. How do I create a relationship so quickly with people that I've never met? How do I build trust in a world where trust has been completely depleted? How do I not only tell a great story, but move someone to take action? So this is note one of this journey. There will be more coming as I get more clarity around what this looks like for me and the work that I'm doing to achieve this for myself. Thanks for listening.